News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Government is looking at increasing the entry point of the higher rate of tax to €46,000 in October's upcoming budget. So reports the Business Post this weekend. Joining me now is Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Barra, undoubtedly you have access to Excel. Tell us what this will mean to the average punter.
Well, it means that they'll be paying, if they earn more than about 40, mid 40,000s, they pay a little bit less tax if this threshold does increase. So what the threshold means is essentially it's the point at which you start paying that higher rate of 40% on any additional earnings above that amount. And those thresholds are set in cash terms. So what this means is when your wages increase, when your earnings increase, just through either inflation or through getting a kind of a proper pay rise, you pay more of your kind of income essentially goes into the higher brackets and you end up paying higher tax. So the government, unless it changes these, is in effect imposing a kind of a stealth tax, is increasing effective tax rates. And what the government have said they're going to do essentially is, you know, they're probably overstating it. It's not really a big tax cut. It's not really, they're kind of maybe selling it a bit more than it really is. It's really just keeping pace with expected kind of inflation, with expected earnings growth for next year. And so really it's kind of more or less just running to standstill. That's kind of effectively what they've announced that they're doing. And the reason maybe it's a bit more newsy though, is because they didn't do it last year. They didn't do it last year because they decided to spend essentially most of the money that they'd earmarked for tax cuts on the VAT cut. And so what they've announced is that they're going to next year, or going into this budget for next year, increase the threshold, a little bit of a tax cut that will really just be running standstill, but they're not going to be catching up for the failure to kind of do so last year.
Well, if it means a small little extra few quid in the wallet for higher earners, if it comes true, what does it mean in terms of the total tax take? Is it costly from an exchequer perspective?
It is. It's expensive to do because essentially there's a lot of people who pay the higher rate. There's on a usually small bit of their earnings. And this is one of the kind of the reasonable criticisms of the Irish tax system is that the income tax system is that that higher rate of tax kicks in at a relatively low level of earnings, not much more than kind of average earnings. And so for me, you know, if you compare ourselves to other EU countries or other kind of advanced economies, if you're on kind of average earnings, you pay a relatively lower, you can pay less tax than elsewhere. But if you're on a little bit above average earnings or kind of twice average earnings, you kind of pay more once you factor in all the different taxes. And so again, there's a reason to kind of increase this, but it is expensive because so many people are affected by it. To just kind of to go in line with, say, if earnings growth are going to be 4% next year, just to run to stand still, that would cost about 1.2 billion. So that's 1.2 billion out of the 1.5 billion the government have said that they're going to do on tax measures. And actually, that's when you can start to run into some of the difficulties here, because, you know, the government has other things it wants to do. It's, you know, a minister is out saying wants to do something on tax every other week. But there also is, and as we've seen in recent weeks, the price of petrol start to creep up. There are these what were temporary reductions in excise duty. There's talk of them being extended again. And that's very expensive. That would cost to extend through to the end of the year another 250, 300 odd million just until the end of the year. And if you want to extend it into 2027, you're essentially talking 200 odd million a month for each extension. And so that would mean very quickly that if the government want to increase the point at which the higher rate threshold kicks in, if they want to do these tax cuts that they're talking about, they really don't have scope for anything more. And again, you've also got to pay for some of the VAT cut last year because they only put in the books essentially half the cost because they brought it in halfway through the year. So it's not clear that they necessarily have all the scope to do that and other things that they are probably going to do or have said they're going to do and keep with their fiscal commitments, which were only set out last month.
And lastly, Barry, does doing this work politically? Because I would have thought your phrase stealth tax, they are the usually the favourite kind of taxes, politically speaking. Is there much of a bounce from a relatively small shift in the tax implications for higher earners?
It's been hard to see it. But then again, last year, I suppose there was a lot of controversy around it not happening, right? That essentially, rather than run to stand still, the government just stood still because it prioritised instead the cut in VAT, which is very expensive. That was about, you know, 900 million on a full year basis. And so there was a bit of kind of kickback to that because essentially workers, both self-employed and employed, saw an effective tax increase because more of their income was taxed at essentially, you know, the 40% rate or even the 20% rate because the tax credits are kind of part of this too. But it's hard to see that the government will really get much of a bounce from running to stand still. And it does kind of indicate just how difficult this really budget is going to be, that just increasingly what sounds like large amounts of money being spent on both, you know, public services increase and also on tax cuts is really just the system adjusting for either inflation, kind of the earnings growth, or also just our changing population in terms of us getting older. It costs more to deliver services. There's more people, particularly of the ages where the government spends a lot of money. So, you know, again, budget time, we're going to hear lots of billions and billions thrown around. And actually, really, a lot of that is going to be just keeping the system ticking over. Oh. So it's hard to see the political gain from that.
Barra, thank you so much. Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor in Economics in Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.